Welcome to Beyond Our Focus. I'm Stefan, this is Amanda, and this is Unlocking the Beyond. We delve into unicorns and eat the corn of the horn of the holes of the people.
There's a lot of stuff in that sentence I am not doing. I am not eating the horns, and I am not eating the holes of the people. So, you're on your own. I don't know what the hell happened there. I don't know what possessed you, but it's just, it's, no. No.
We delve into the unknown and talk about stuff. Today is our cryptozoology episode. The holes are the best part of people, okay?
Moving on, what's the date? We'll go with the
July
date.
July 17th.
Okay, good date. It's a good date.
Amanda.
You're not allowed near anything anymore.
What are we doing today? What's going on? I know it has something to do with unicorns, but past the unicorn bit. What are we doing?
I just feel like this is safer over here.
No holes. He's safe.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can have him back. Oh, well, this is one giant hole, so it needs to stay over here.
It might not be safe.
Jesus. Okay, guys, so.
Yeah!
With that lovely introduction out of the way, today is our unicorn episode.
Unicorn, yay! Unicorn, everybody look at unicorn.
So.
Especially with its horn in you.
I'm leaving. This episode hasn't even started, and I'm leaving. I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Whoa.
This was your episode, okay? You wanted this episode so badly, and now I know why. Apparently, horns and holes, it's you're all over the place.
They go together quite well.
I'm surprised you're not like a brony or a furry or anything like that, because apparently you dig the you dig the horse people.
The horse people.
So, unicorns.
Unicorns.
We'll start out by just the general thing of the unicorn started out in, I cannot say, mono, like the disease.
Monoclidia.
Yeah. No, I had it memorized and then I lost it because it's a really, it's not a strange word, but to me it is because it's a word. It is Mesopotamian.
Meso, huh? I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Are you okay today? Do we need to talk about
me
this?
Loves the
Are you okay?
All right.
Anyway, Mesopotamian artworks. That's where kind of like you see a lot of them. They also have legends in ancient India and China. We have Scotland, who apparently still keeps it as their, you know, their animal. That is their animal.
I think that's when we went there, what, a month ago?
I think so.
No, it wasn't the cryptids one. It was a random one, so 3 weeks ago.
Yes. But yes, that was their major one. Their main animal of their country, state, what is country? Fucking A.
I think it's a country.
Country.
Pretty sure it's a country.
Country.
I think we're the only one with states, personally.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. I mean, I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I've never heard the state of Guinea or whatever.
My brain died right there. I was so thrown off by horns and holes and this episode not going into the happy direction it should have been going.
Rainbows and unicorns. Come on. We're in. Way
puppies and kittens. Okay, so now that we've gotten her back to a nice, peaceful, happy state.
Peaceful. Happy.
Happy. Okay. So, yes. So, unicorns.
Unicorns.
We know that from the great world of Harry Potter, that if you drink their blood, you apparently
live a half-life.
Yes.
And have immortality. Which I don't know how those go hand in hand.
You gain immortality, but you have to continue to consume it. So, technically, is that immortality? Because if you stop... Maybe you just don't die. Maybe you're just miserable for the rest of your life.
I don't know. They didn't go. There was not major specifics about it.
Maybe,
but ever since, I've been looking.
They didn't want to give kids tutorials, okay? They're doing the right thing and not giving you all the information, so you don't know what you're getting into. So don't do it, kids.
I've been looking for the unicorn blood ever since. Unsuccessfully, unfortunately.
We do know that unicorns eat hay and normal things that horses would eat.
Now, I do know that there are places you can purchase said unicorn.
Yes, apparently you can get them from the unicorn store.
Yes.
But only if they contact you, and only if you are worthy.
I know I'm not worthy. I'm going to steal one.
You can't. You can't steal one. You go to the store, it's going to be empty.
I will follow whoever they contact. Okay?
You're going to get the nice little the chip implanted. You're just going to implant a chip into the person and see through their eyes.
That's what you have to do. Drastic means take drastic measures.
Drastic means take drastic measures, really?
Yeah.
Regarding unicorns again, guys. This is the real news here. So, do you know what happens? Do you know the difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn?
One has a horn and one has wings.
Okay. Do you know what happens when they mate?
You have a flying unicorn.
Yes, you do. You have a flying unicorn, because that has one of the main things that comes up in images of unicorns. People are like, unicorns don't have wings. That's not a unicorn, that's a Pegasus. Well, no, because it has a horn. It's like, they do exist. They do exist.
Yeah, totally. When
they're babies.
Said fictional unicorn takes its horn and implants it into said fictional Pegasus, you get a flying unicorn. Oh, and that's how babies happen.
Thank you for ruining the childhood of many people out there right now. I know all your poor little souls just died. You can cry, it's okay. So, moving on from the news, because apparently Mr. Horny Horn over here cannot handle it. Let's move on to the unicorn store.
The unicorn store!
So, if you don't know what the unicorn store is a Netflix original movie with Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson.
Directed by Brie Larson. Hey. Her first directorial debut.
If you don't know who Brie Larson is, either go look it up or we'll just tell you. It's Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel part of the place that any common folk would know who she is. Most people who've watched it all would probably know more probably know from like just Room. Room. Have you seen Room?
I don't know. Because you cut out the, so
I'm it's not the Room. It is Room. Because the Room is a Tommy Wiseau cult classic that is atrociously great.
Okay, because that... Okay, so got... Yes.
The Room is a movie, and Room is a movie.
Okay.
They are nowhere remotely the same movie. They're drastically, drastically different movies. But Brie Larson's Room is a very, very good movie.
Okay.
Just saying. That's also what she's from. I saw her in Room way before she was Captain Marvel. Or in the unicorn store. And I'm sure she's done other things, but these are things I know her most for at the moment.
You're done.
I was just explaining.
So, now that you guys have a thorough history of Brie Larson, let's go back to the unicorn store.
Very good movie.
Yes. So, really, really, it was a good movie. The premise pretty much is a... I don't know what age would you say she was supposed to be? You can't really tell because of the personality and how she interacted with even other people.
No, she definitely had a younger vibe going about her.
Yes.
But she is not a younger person.
No.
But she was in college, I think in the beginning, right? That was college.
Yes.
Or something like that? Art school or some sort?
She was in some sort of art school.
But would be after high school, so she's... And this movie, probably 19, 20, 21-ish. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe. So, pretty much you have a girl who is very, she has a very good and active and beautiful imagination, and she puts it into her art and is told that is not good enough. And so pretty much spirals down and tries to grow up.
Because the real world wants you to grow
yes.
up they, and kill your creativity.
Yes, they want you to conform to a certain little black and white box of happiness. And success. That is what success is being like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yes. So you follow a girl who pretty much decides, okay, fine, it is time to do that. And right when she starts to hit that mark, she gets a little note, an invitation.
To the Unicorn Store.
Yay!
So, but it's a very cool movie. I very much enjoyed this movie.
Yes. Now, do we meet a real unicorn? You have to find out for yourself.
Go watch it. It's on Netflix. Everybody's got Netflix.
Yes.
Go watch it. It's a very good movie.
Like an hour and 31 minutes, I think it is. I just watched it today. I just watched it today, so I had to judge time pretty fast.
But it was very enjoyable. Brie Larson is great in this. Samuel Jackson is Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
He is Samuel Jackson. Which is, if you like Samuel Jackson, fantastic.
So pretty much, watching this movie, you know the history between Captain Marvel and Nick Fury before they got, you know, deneuralized by the MIB.
Yeah. Something along those lines. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And then joined two different branches of the military government stuff. And, you know, met each other in the end anyways.
Yeah.
It was fate.
Fortunately, no unicorn. But
I don't know.
Maybe MCU has not introduced unicorns yet. But who knows at this point. Anything else about unicorns?
Why do you like unicorns? What makes you happy about unicorns? You really wanted this episode, so I want to know what makes unicorn special to you.
I don't know if anything makes unicorn special to me. I'm not particularly fond of horses, personally.
Why?
I've never been a horse person.
Why?
I just haven't.
Why? Have you met a horse?
When I was little.
Have you met a horse nowadays?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't know where to meet a horse.
Have you ever met a white horse?
Are you being racist towards the other horses?
No. I've known all kinds of horses, and they are pretty.
I've just never been a horse person.
Oh. Well, unicorns come in different colors, too, you know.
Yeah, rainbow.
Yes, they can come in rainbow, they can come in gold. No, actually, the rainbow one is a little far-fetched, guys. I'm sorry, but it's...
No, that's the only unicorn I accept.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
Because more often than not, you see a beautiful... bleach white unicorn.
Not my unicorn.
With rainbows
hashtag,
around
not my unicorn.
It. Oh my friggin'.
Not my unicorn.
Anyways, unicorns, they can be black, they can be white, they can be bright gold. But as far.
Rainbow.
And I think multicolor. But.
Rainbow.
One of the first, like, unicorn sightings described a. It was a unicorn with a white body, a purple head, blue eyes. And a horn that had a red tip, was black in the middle, and then white at the base.
So it got done killing something.
Which actually could be accurate, considering that in Japanese legends, apparently the unicorn is a symbol of justice, and it can, you know, tell if you're virtuous or not, and if not, it will shank you through the heart with its horn.
I mean, that's one way of doing it. Superhero unicorn.
Yeah.
Only if it's rainbow.
Only if it's rainbow, apparently.
Rainbow. Has rainbow colored.
Also, since you were apparently stuck on subjects earlier, all unicorn bodily fluids are normal color, except maybe the blood. The blood might be silver, according to Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, that's all important.
There's no, you know, bodily fluids of rainbow colored or farts of rainbow colors. Sorry, guys. It's just not there.
I'm just looking for the rainbow horse. Unicorn thing.
Okay.
It has to be rainbow colored. And shimmer.
So, what he's saying is that he would definitely prefer...
I mean, you came in and it's part unicorn today, so...
He would definitely prefer if Edward Cullen was the unicorn. instead of Batman.
Yeah, he'd be the unicorn. You gotta give him a horn, some rainbow hair.
So you want Twilight to be a movie about unicorns and not vampires?
It would have been a better movie.
Probably. Probably still a better love story.
But this beautiful unicorn and this young woman who wanted to be a unicorn.
On that note.
Would have been a much better movie. Any other fun facts about unicorns?
No, we're good.
I mean, you brought in all kinds of art supplies. I thought it had something to do with this episode.
I did, and then just right off the gate, just completely derailed. So we're good. We're good.
See, y'all should rise up and protest. There were supposed to be arts and crafts.
There was.
I don't know what happened.
There was supposed to be arts and crafts. This was supposed to be a happy, happy, fun little episode. And you came right out of the gates with dirty-ass unicorns doing dirty things to each other.
I'm just saying.
Actually, no. You didn't even start out with unicorns. You were just talking about holes and horns and eating people and just...
Just saying. This episode could be about anything. You never know. We'll catch you off guard. Bam, bam, bam. Could be anything. Happened to be about unicorns. And you were talking about breeding them, so I was letting the folks know.
We're good.
Okay! I guess that's how we're ending it. We get to learn a little about... That's all, folks. You got to learn a little bit about the unicorn. We did not get arts and crafts. Very disappointing. But I'll make it, maybe. But, as always, reach me at Zars on Travel. Reach Amanda at KZ. Lazy Pup. Mm-hmm. And reach out beyond our focus. Practically anywhere, including podcast services and YouTube and places around the globe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. Ask the unicorn next door.
Or go to the store.
If you can find it. If you find it, you let me know. I'll be there like that. Like that. I believe that's it. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts about the unicorn?
I hope it hates you as much as I do.
Oh, let's hope not. Well, I mean, I do plan on draining its blood and drinking it forever. So, it probably should.
I'm on the unicorn side. I'm going to go out and find the virtuous superpower unicorn from Japan.
As the old cliche goes, if you're not my friend, you're my enemy.
Yeah, well,
you and the unicorn must have both died now.
Well, I don't have silver blood that gains immortality.
But you shimmer just like one, so. Till next time, long days and pleasant nights.